91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the Ravers show. Some stiff little fingers right there, doing an old Bob Marley song, Johnny Was. For that, Alternative Ulster. We had the Dogmatics with Thayer Street, REM, What's the Frequency, Kenneth, and Driver 8. We had 98 Mule before that. Picture This, Fleetwood Mac. You know the rest. Have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm on Facebook now, but I can't really pay a lot of attention to it. I have guests today, and 61 ghosts, well, at least half of 61 ghosts, but they're all here. They're all here. But Simon Rhett is going to play with Joe Mazzari. So what would you call that band? Is it Two Saints? Were you in Two Saints? Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, Jimmy and I were arguing over it. He told me Simon's story, and I'm like, Joe's story is the same thing. He's from Two Saints. And you both played with Thunders. Johnny Thunders, who we'll hear later on. Let me put on your mics. What's up, dudes?
These are some special headphones.
It's for special needs kids.
Holy cow. Do you have some? Here, you
no,
take these, honey.
I have already complained to the ops department, so hopefully there'll be some nice shiny headphones for me next week.
You know, we demand only the best, Brian.
What happened to Simon's? He brought some.
Oh.
Try them out.
Simon, here, hon. Oops. Where can Dixie plug in?
Isn't there a spot over here? They're just plugging in. How's that work, Dixie?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Right on. And if everyone could just speak right into a microphone when they talk.
I don't think I have any volume on mine. I guess mine has to be plugged in.
Who did that to you?
There we go. This is vocal and this is guitar, so.
I just lost mine, though. No, I'm coming from over there. Did you just unplug one?
No. Jimmy did.
Yeah, don't unplug it.
Does that work?
No. When you plugged in, mine went away. Now I can hear.
Okay, I can. That's okay.
You go to this one.
Who's on first?
I'll give you these when you play.
You know, the folks at home should see this. We've got a studio filled with lab technicians in white coats and clipboards. They're working furiously.
We should get this settled soon.
I think we got it.
You got it? Can you hear?
Yeah, what's your name again?
B. Young.
B. Young. Sounds Asian.
You guys going to be ready to go after a couple more songs?
Yeah, what do you need?
I need you to play whatever you want. How many songs you want to do?
What day is this?
Saturday.
How about if we do like 3 acoustic and then we can listen to some of this stuff?
Sounds great.
Cool.
All yes. Right. We'll play. Ian asked us to play. I didn't even have it down. It was Rosillo's. Somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight. Was that it?
That's a good suggestion.
He was saying that's an old Fleetwood Mac song, but they were under a different name.
That way you can play guitar.
Oh, thanks, son.
Yeah, he says, a song credited to Earl Vince in the Valiance, or Valiance, which was actually Fleetwood Mac performing under a different name. True story. Well, what are the chances of that? I was just playing Christy McVie, but that's probably what made him think of it, I think. So we'll play his band anyway. He's Scottish. Ian, and here's his band, Odin Stone. We'll be right back with 61 Ghosts. Or
Kinda Sorta.
Kinda Sorta. Kinda Two Saints.
Kinda Sorta. Both. Two Ghosts.
Two Ghosts.
Everyone, 'cause someone blotted out the sun.
and here he comes, the mystery man, 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 the mystery man. Cause somebody left that smoking gun. It was you know who, the mystery man, 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 that mystery man, that mystery man. Yeah.
The queers. We're just talking about them. Joe said, they all stay in one room. I said, yeah, and the lesbians do too.
I'm not even going to go down that road.
I know. This PC world. Look out. I said, this PC world. Oh, look out.
I heard you.
91.5. I'm not woke.
Go woke, go broke.
I'm half asleep. It's a crash course for the ravers, and I'm here with Joe Mazzari, Dixie Deadwood, and Simon Ritt.
Hey, Brian.
Now, quick history. Simon and Joe used to play together. Who did you play with?
Joe and I started out in something called the 1980s in a band called The Daughters.
Yeah.
Straight ahead, you know, it was almost like Cheap Trick. It was Joe and I were the guys with long hair who were into hard rock and traditional blues, and then we had a couple guys, Dave and Bill, both very talented players, and they were from New Hampshire, but they were real clean cut, and they were the pop angle, and they were into, you know, the Beatles and stuff. It worked for a while, and
you guys were the Stones half.
We were the Stones Beatles half, and they were the Beatles half.
You're forgetting the infamous Cats. Were you in the Cats?
Or I was never a cat.
You know, because we were so enamored.
Oh, you're a pretty cool cat now, Simon.
We were so enamored with the Dogs, the D-A-W-G-S, that our first foray was the Cats, K-A-T-Z, almost like a bar mitzvah band.
Very cool.
I don't even know if we played a gig, but we called ourselves the Cats until...
It's a good name.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And then the Daughters, and then Simon played with...
Daughters is good, too. Like, if either one of those names, I wouldn't name my band right now because I'd think somebody else has already named them. You know, that's thus you get the thigh scrapers.
Yeah. You know what was really cool though? We heard we were in New York, and one of our friends there that books, Kip and Dave Tanner, you know those guys, great guys. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Kip that said, hey, you know what? There was a band that started in New York called the Daughters, like way after you guys. And we told them, like, that name's been taken, it's retired now, you can't use it, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it's I'd feel that way. Did they stop using it?
From what I heard, they did.
It's wow. Like hanging our number from the rafters.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Daughters.
Good for them.
Then Simon did Unattached and other stuff, and I did Two Saints, and then Simon joined Two Saints after that. And
now, it was actually the Daughters that used to open up for Johnny Thunders, wasn't it?
We'd open for him, and then he'd start coming up at the end of our set and doing a few of his songs, you know, Louis.
It was like part of the, he was part of the band a bit.
Well, yeah, I mean,
for a few songs.
Yeah, and then for some reason he must have lost his hearing because he asked us to play full-time as his band for a number of gigs.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we, you know, between opening and then just staying on stage and playing with him, it was...
That's unbelievable.
Which was really pretty amazing because it wasn't just something that happened, but Joe and I could tell you, going back to our teenage years, driving around listening to the New York Dolls, I mean, we loved a lot of kinds of music, but for both of us, the Dolls and specifically Johnny Thunders, you know, hit us really hard. And it wasn't just that we got to play with someone, it was like we got to play with somebody who...
You idolized.
We idolized.
Right.
In a healthy kind of
yeah, not everything he did.
There were those days.
You had to help him on stage ever? Or?
No.
Not that bad.
No, he just wouldn't show up.
Not at all. Huh?
Although he did say to me many times, Simon, I never told you this. He said the other guys and the Daughters are decent guys, but Joe, you're really my mentor. I teared up.
Who said this?
Johnny did.
Come on, for real?
He said, no, of course not.
You got me by the fucking...
So Two Saints led to Joe Mazzari Band and Jackknife Beat and some bands like that. And then I hit this real lull. And I didn't know what to do. Just didn't, you know, you kind of hit those areas.
Sure.
You being in the Thigh Scrapers, I know you guys get that for sure. Just, you go like,
you need something, an outlet.
And this crazy woman called Dixie from Clarksdale, Mississippi said, why don't we put a band together? So we put a band together with Dixie and a great guy from Albuquerque, JD.
Is he on bass?
He was on bass the first album, J.D. Sipe, great guy. And he didn't want to tour. And Dixie looked at me and said, I guess we're being a duo.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never, never had any thought that I could ever do something like that. That
right.
I'd ever be interested.
But it comes off great.
Well, thanks. You know, for some reason.
I'm a big fan.
Well, we appreciate it. You know, we're on our, like, 12th tour down south in the last few years. And it's kind of crazy that you go down there, and for whatever reason, people seem to accept us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge to get a gig up here. It's ridiculously a challenge.
Yeah.
We go down south, we play for a few weeks at a shot, and...
I send out thousands of emails.
Yeah, I mean, we send thousands and thousands of emails.
Yeah, so you work at it.
Yeah.
For sure. And Blabbermouth booking down south, Ryan and Ansley, fantastic people.
You're saying only if Thigh Scrapers had the funds, we'd be down there, huh?
If you get some money together, sure. Mm. Yeah. Four guys.
Hmm.
The point is to make some money.
Maybe someone will die, Jimmy.
Always the positive.
No, I take that back totally.
You know what, Brian?
You'll be back.
It does take money, honestly, but I mean, there's a sacrifice has to be made. I mean, we go out, we lose money, and you pay the credit cards back, and
well, maybe we'll have to just start saving our pennies. And
but too, I mean, you kind of get to the point where Ryan from Blabbermouth again, like, you know, get us some guarantees and things like that. So I mean, we're not broke. But we're not rolling in cash. But yeah, you just.
But you're doing what you love.
Got to make an effort, you know.
Right, yeah. Right. You should be doing what you want to do.
Yeah,
that's sure. The way it should be.
So we're phenomenally grateful.
As long as you're productive somehow.
You keep trying to inch forward, right?
Yeah.
Get to another level.
Sure.
But I think conversations with Ryan would be cool for the Thigh Scrapers.
What?
I think conversations with Ryan would be good for you guys.
I thought you said with Brian. I'm like, you're talking to me. Lost me. And what have you been up to since the days, Simon?
Well, I've been working on a recording recently for an upcoming tribute to the Dawgs. Joe was mentioning the Dawgs, D-A-W-G-S.
Okay.
And there's going to be a compilation coming out. And you know how these things are. It could be months or a year or two down the road, but... I worked with Norm and Billy Lesigian, Norm Hartley and Billy from the Darlings, along with our friend Jazz Abbott, and we recorded one of Phil's tunes, a great old tune called Hit the Fan, and it came out real nicely.
What studio did you do that in?
Thanks for asking, Joe. We did that in Georgetown at Small Pond Studios. And actually, since you're talking about, while Joe's tuning here, I'll take an opportunity. You're talking about, you know, our various histories and such, and somebody who's sitting right here who came that close to being in Two Saints, Jimmy right here, now
Jimmy James from the Thigh Scrapers,
came out to audition for us. As far as I remember, sounded great. You're never going to believe this. The problem was our bass player, Greg, had a beautiful late model Trans Am, and so did Jimmy, same year. And Greg Steinbaugh, I know he's, you know, great bass player.
He was like, no, the guy's got the same car?
No way. This is... You can ask Greg Allen. I know he's in here all the time. Greg Steinbaugh plays for him. Ask Greg
I'll
Allen.
I'll stick by that.
How many guys in your band have Trans Ams? It'll be one.
It's pretty funny. And then you have your partner there you've done work with.
I've been working with Kelly Knapp and the Darlings, doing our own brand of country rock here and there on and off for a long time now.
Right.
Whenever we get a chance.
Good stuff.
As Joe said, you know, the demographics change, the club scene changes, COVID and the panic didn't help. So it's not as easy to play as it once was, but we do what we can.
Well, it's good to see you, and you're gonna be playing a little harmonica with Joe, right?
I'm gonna try.
All right, you guys ready?
Sure, let's do one.
All right, let's see how the first one sounds here.
What are we starting with?
So with a short one, so we'll make sure it sounds great.
Let's do Black Cadillac.
Try not to squeak too much.
It's my hip.
It's the upholstery in the Cadillac you're driving in.
So sound effect. You know what it sounds like.
That's right. This comes from Dixie and I going down to Albuquerque. La, la, la.
black Cadillac. Black Cadillac. Baby and me riding down the desert road. I don't know where we're going. Sometimes you just gotta go. Trouble and strife ain't nothing I dread. One hand on the wheel, one hand on your leg, black Cadillac. In our black Cadillac, baby. In our black Cadillac. Our black Cadillac. Another thousand to go. Last thing I'm worried about is growing old. Wet line fever, San Antonio. I'm drinking at Sancho's. I feel like I'm home. Black Cadillac. Thanks, Bri. Thanks.
Great job. Y'all need headphones?
Let's see. Yeah, that helps.
What mic does it say on top of your...
Two.
Two, okay. That might help, too.
You want to do one more, and then we'll do some talking? You know what, too? I mean, for sure, I want to play some of the stuff we did at Small Pond, too, to give you a feel for what really goes on with 61 Ghosts. I mean, I've...
New stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some new stuff, too, which is really cool.
Okay.
So, I mean, just, you know, we're doing this acoustic, but what we really do is the electric, you know, I'm kind of that
That's
mix.
What I was surprised when you said you were bringing in an acoustic. I'm like, I think of Joe with that axe, you know?
Well, you'll hear some of it on the new stuff, for sure.
Okay, we're going to play that on... You got it on CD?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That'll work.
So we'll do one more, just Simon and I, and then we'll play some of the new stuff that we did at Small Pond. We actually did some recording at Scabby Road, too, Joe Queer's studio down in
That's really what it's called.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah. Between Small Pond and Scabby Road, we're so fortunate. So fortunate.
And just while Joe's readjusting the tuning again, I'd just like to say, this is Simon speaking, by the way. It's great to be here with one of my favorite bands on one of my favorite radio stations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on 65 years of continuous broadcast, WMFO.
Yeah, really.
Not you, Brian, but the station.
Oh, God, man, he's really aging me. It's been 14 years. Yeah, still
that's an accomplishment.
Getting up there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
an accomplishment too.
And I did it at terrestrial radio for 4 years before that happened. Before I came here,
around here,
CLX and BCN.
Oh yeah.
Seriously, I mean the support that you've given local music and just your knowledge of it and just always being stable and being here and knowing people can get played. It's really big. We really appreciate it out there. So thank you. Thank you for that effort.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
What's the next one called?
The next one is an old blues cover called When the Levee Breaks. So you got imagine this with Dixie playing her Mississippi Hill Country blues to this with an electric guitar.
If it keep on raining, levee gonna break. If it keep on raining, levee gonna break. If the levee break, ain't got no place to stay now. All night long, sat on the levee and moaned. All night long, sat on the levee and moaned. Me and my baby, worrying about a happy home. You know, I woke up in the morning, wondering what to do. I woke up in the morning, wondering what to do. Ain't got a soul to tell my troubles to. Well, thank you.
I knew that one from Zeppelin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know what? I'd like
great
to...
version, though. Yeah, I mean, quite different.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Zeppelin.
Oh,
no,
you gave
Zeppelin
it to Brian
stole
already.
Everything.
You know, it's funny. You said like cool version. We tend to take stuff like that and we'll put our own twist on it. Like some of the. We take like some Rory Gallagher songs. And
I imagine
like that.
That was probably more like the original, though. Whoever that was.
Yeah, and I should know it.
Lead Belly.
No, it was a woman who wrote it, and I'm spacing out. I'm sure one of your listeners will know. Big Mama something or another wrote that, and I think eventually Led Zeppelin gave her partial credit.
Okay. That's yeah, I think they did finally give everyone credit.
And like, another local artist did kind of an interesting version, I don't know, maybe in the early 2000s or late 90s, the woman who was in Throwing Muses, what was her name, Kristen Hirsch? Was that the woman?
Sounds right.
She did her own take on that song as well. It's probably been recorded by quite a few people.
Yeah, I think so, for sure. But you know, we like to, like, I say in Simon, we're goofing around with it.
when we go and play these places, a lot of people will look at us, you know, if they haven't seen us and go like, okay, here come the Carpenters. They're in their 60s. You know, what's this male-female duo going to do? And it's just so nice to get on stage, and there's no preconceived idea. Well, there are preconceived ideas on their part, and then we get up and do something like that, mm-hmm. really heavy,
mm-hmm.
with like serious John Bonham-ish drums, and I'm cranking the guitar, and they go like, okay, this is not the Carpenters.
Have you thought about performing a few magic tricks?
We were after the puppet show.
Memphis Minnie.
There you go.
Thank you.
Memphis Minnie wrote When the Levee Breaks.
Yeah, cool. I should have known that. I apologize.
In 1929.
I didn't know they had levees back then.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you know, I'd love to. Hey, if you want to listen to Devil Ride, that's the first one on that CD that.
Do you want me to play that now?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
No,
we
no,
did
no,
that.
No.
We also did that at Small Pond Studio.
Yeah.
I want to say, too, like at Small Pond, there's jazz and Jimmy, and they're great guys, and there was just a passing. Joey Webb just passed away. He was a member of...
Sorry.
Yeah,
he was a great guy. He was a member of Small Pond, and just such a fantastic guy. So I wanted to give a shout-out to him.
His energy is here.
And Jimmy and Jazz, they do a great job at Small Pond up in Georgetown. So
okay.
All bands in the area should really consider that. Great guys, great studio.
Sounds good. All right, so what's the name of this one?
This one's called Devil Ride.
And it's track one?
Track one.
All right, on. And this is 61 Ghosts.
Yes, it is.
Right on. 61 Ghosts on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hitchhiker, begging for a ride. Pulled my cycle over, jumped on right behind. Son, where we going? Looked me in the eye. Said there ain't no way of knowing. Put away your 45. Don't give that devil a ride. Don't give that devil a ride. It might be your last. Played this club, we didn't get paid. Went looking for the owner, and I went backstage. This guy named Gator took a gun out of his desk. Said, Joe, you ain't getting nothing. Go home and get some rest. Give that devil a ride. Don't give that devil a ride. It might be your last. Desperation, best kind of inspiration. Bloodhounds, they're coming on fast. Filled up to the roof. My band played there. I can show you the proof. 900 people and a jackass right in front. My friend in the JDL had to poke him with his gun. Give that devil a ride. Don't give that devil a ride. It might be your last. Inspiration, guess kind of inspiration. Bloodhound, they're coming on fast. 100 proof. Just you believe it, baby. Well, it don't mean it's the truth. I want you roll for me. I won't hear you sing. I'm gonna make your church bell ring, ring, ring. I wish I had some answers just for you. Your mama's tears, your daddy's threats. I can't believe it, baby, 'cause I ain't done nothing yet. And I've seen you smile behind that frown. That calico dress, well, it might be coming down, yes, it might be coming down. I wish I had some answers just for you. I wish I had some answers, baby, just for you. Preach, let the choir sing. When your family tree's been rotted, baby, it don't mean a thing. Train whistle blow, music to my ear. I got to go, I'll see you in a year. I wish I had some answers just for you. I wish I had some answers, baby, just for you.
What's that? Hello, no. Hello, hello.
No, no, when you do the car revving, Dixie's calling that the catch-all.
It's a catch-all.
Rev.
While you're queuing other stuff up.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. You're smart.
It's good to have a music bed.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay. I'm glad you can't hear Jimmy.
Do we need that? Do we need that in writing?
I guess you do, because he doesn't have a microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's going on? Where you playing? What's coming up?
We just did a few weeks down south.
Yeah.
And now we're home until March.
Yeah. We did a festival in November, the Florence Pecan Fest.
How did that go?
Man, that was really good. It was good. Lots of pecans. Now, you don't say pecans. You have to say pecans.
Pecans. Do they have pecan pie?
Florence where?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah. So we've been doing a lot of festivals. So the next, we're working now on like a March, April, and then summer, fall tour right now. So we've got a lot of stuff we're working on. And finishing up a couple albums.
Yeah.
You heading back down south for those?
Yeah, we're going back. This time we're going to tie Texas back into Carolinas and Georgia and go all the way down and then work our way back up.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. No, it's been fun.
Yeah. go back down to Joe King's studio.
Yeah, we're going to finish recording just a couple songs at Joe's. Hit the Marietta Diner. It's the best diner that we've hit. We always go there. It's embarrassing in Georgia. just a lot of playing, and we're tied into a booking agency overseas too, 4W1. So we were in Ireland a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure you told me that. I forgot, but that's great.
Yeah. So that's set up again to do another trip overseas sometime late summer, I guess. So we're kind of working between Blabbermouth with, you know, Ryan and 4W1 going back overseas. So it's been a busy but fun time.
Very busy.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate enough to be a talent buyer down in South Carolina who buys band, not buys, but looks for bands for festivals. And he got us into three, so we're real excited. That could be an ongoing trend, and we just somehow the South just keeps calling us back down.
Now, is that Ryan you're talking about? Goliath?
Ryan does Blabbermouth, and this was actually really kind of interesting. One of those serendipitous things. We had sent this CD from years and years ago to a person named Gary Irwin. And for some reason, that CD, he has a blues radio station down south.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, that CD kept coming up to the top of his pile. He had no idea. He wasn't playing it.
Right.
It just kept showing up at top of his pile.
Because the cover's so odd.
Because the cover's really odd.
Yeah, so he finally had to hear it.
So, no, I mean, Dixie sends out EPKs by the thousands, you know, press kits. And he like goes, okay, here's an EPK from 61 Ghosts. This CD keeps popping up. I guess I'm going to give him a shot.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, really liked us. Like Dixie said, we did three festivals so far. And
it was a marriage made in heaven.
Yeah.
He keeps, every time we play, he goes, you want to do another one?
Keep saying that.
Now, what's the name of that one? Let's see if that's in the system.
To the edge.
I think we get that.
You should.
That's the one with JD, the bass player.
Because I'm thinking, let's play something off of that if I have it. So, because the CD players are acting screwy. So I can play from the CD right to...
Oh, okay.
To the edge. I got it.
Cool.
Oh, he has it on here.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think.
So I'm going
to
play number three off... I'm going to play Paragraph.
Photograph.
Photograph.
Yeah, Photograph's Live. Which I can't even
Photograph Live. My head is like a sieve. I'm sorry.
Photograph's Lie. L-I-E.
Photograph's Lie.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought you were saying Photograph Selfie. Live.
Ain't real.
Yeah, if we...
Photograph's Lie.
Let's hear that, and then we can play something off this.
Okay.
If you feel like it.
Yes, I do feel like
You're
it.
You're the man.
That's the best way to go, I'm telling you. Trust me.
Okay. Implicitly.
61 Ghosts.
Never tell the storyline. Leave the best parts behind. Only show the worry line. Look into your eyes. See your smiling face, baby, I can only cry. Photographs lie. Hear the waves roll in. Sand and despair under feet. Why am I all alone? Too young to be on my own.
With dirt, I need a shovel, get me out of here. I ain't gonna live with this broken heart. And I know your hurt hasn't been the best of years. We ain't gonna live a day apart, day apart. Sure can bring a flood of tear. I'm gonna sleep in this box of pine. I raised my fist, I told you I didn't mean it, dear. Just trying to make you surely went and made it clear. I'm gonna sleep in the backyard long. And the air is thick, mixing with my tears. In a few more hours, I'll be long, long gone.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive, we'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Well, my baby, she left me when the blues arrived. I said, my baby, she left me when the blues arrived. I said, hello, blues, baby, bye-bye. Said hello blues, how you been? Well, I ain't no saint and I ain't no seventh son. Hey, I ain't no saint and I ain't no seventh son. But when the blues comes calling, you got no place to run. Well, when the blues comes calling, you got no place to run.
door and said, "Sign